This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
July, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you put your flags out, had a great day, had time with the family, watched some fireworks, just got to relax in general. Fourth of July is always significant to me, and it brings back great childhood memories. I was thinking today that I haven't ridden my bike in a while, my adult bike, but as a kid, I had one of those Schwinn banana seat bikes, and I can remember being in the little Fourth of July things. They did little parades. And we had the streamers. It was a big deal, you know, to put the streamers around your basket and to weave them in between the spokes on your bicycle wheels. And, you know, you thought you were hot stuff rolling down the street. And I saw some kids doing that the other day, and it just brought back great memories. And, you know, it's the barbecue thing, the hot dogs, the hamburgers, or for you vegetarians, the Impossible Burgers, whatever it is that you're eating, turkey burgers for some, but it's just a good time to take stock, I think, and to watch the eye candy in the sky. I love fireworks. I've talked about this before. What's the best place ever that you've seen fireworks? And for me, it was in a place called, it's a place called Morro Bay, and there was a little town that was just down the road from it, and we were on a boat, and I never had seen that vantage point of being behind the fireworks, but actually looked up in the sky, but they were being shot off from the beach, and it was very, very cool to be in. So it was so dark, you know, like you were in such a dark spot, and then to just look up and watch them across the water was wonderful. And that's in the central coast of California, so buried there right in the middle. Okay, a couple of things to talk about on this holiday weekend, and it includes, sadly, some good things, obviously, and some things that are very, very sad. And one of them is this condo demolition. That you got a tropical storm that's looming. You've got the whole searching for people and the questions and no answers and just the safety of anyone that's on the scene. That was the concern right away. It was shocking, and now we're into this second week of this. And so while so many want to be able to bury their loved ones, the concern is also for the people who are on this pile, if you will, that is could fall at any, feels like it could fall at any moment, and is shaky in spots with all the cracks, etc. So that demolition is so, so important, just taking the whole building out. When we talk about Surfside and answering so many of those questions, I'm sure, in the next couple of months. The former president, Donald Trump, held a rally in Florida on Saturday night, and he denounced the indictments of his company on tax fraud charges while saying nothing about a kind of a looming political rivalry, believe it or not, with the state's governor, Ron DeSantis. The ex-president told supporters in Sarasota that prosecutors in New York City are the latest in a string of investigators who are trying to stop his political movement with investigations that have included Russian in election interference to impeachments and now taxes. A quote from him is this. He said, solely because of politics, they want to do things to hurt us. So he praised the various Republicans in the crowd, but DeSantis wasn't in the crowd. He wasn't there. It makes sense because he's monitoring the recovery from that collapse of that condominium building in Surfside that I mentioned near Miami that killed at least 24 people and left 120 still missing. So the governor wouldn't be there for at least that reason. But DeSantis's name keeps flying around as far as Republicans and presidential possibilities. So is that's another thought that maybe that's part of it, because if was he going to seek the presidency in, you know, 2024. So DeSantis and his aides in Florida have discouraged talk about the 2024 presidential race, saying he's currently focusing on his job ahead of his reelection bid next year. Anyway, there's that. And then what Biden said on Memorial Day weekend is he said mission accomplished, and he talked about that the summer is full of possibilities. The country returns to normalcy, but the Delta variant and the vaccine hesitancy are causing concerns. So the Bidens held their first big White House event of their time in the White House for July 4th. And, you know, I think the falling short of the vaccine goal, that was the question that some people had as to, well, what does, you know, what does that mean? Where we are, 67% of the population, that's what was revealed. We're about 67%. So not 70%, but airports were jammed this weekend with people taking flights on long delayed vacations, family visits. I have my wonderful family visiting. My favorite nephew and my favorite aunts are here. Restaurants and bars are filling up. Lots of people are out there doing things that we didn't see before. I said this weeks ago, really a month ago, it felt like it's a whole different ball game now in the United States. So the Bidens held their biggest party yet at the White House. Like I said, they invited 1,000 people, mostly military families. That's nice. And essential workers, their families, for hot dogs, hamburgers, fireworks, and kind of an event that's mirroring what so many are doing across the country, and did this past weekend and may still be doing into Monday, celebrating Independence Day. And, you know, the White House did ask its guests to get tested for COVID-19 before the event and to wear masks if they're not fully vaccinated. But the extra precautions, they say, were well worth it because they got to see that South Lawn view and Washington fireworks. I mean, I think Washington fireworks, I would put them up there with my experience in telling you about the boat, going there and seeing our incredible monuments and fireworks behind them. Well, yeah, there's just something to it. There's something to that and babies. I got to tell you this story before we jump into the rest of the show, but a Texas hospital on a high note said it experienced a summertime baby boom in the lead up to July 4th. They delivered 100 babies in two stretches, totaling 91 hours. So Andrews Women's Hospital is known as a high volume delivery hospital, but this was really, really high volume. Beginning on June 24th, Andrews Women's Hospital at Baylor Scott & White, All Saints Medical Center in Fort Worth, said they delivered 52 babies in 47 hours. Those are some exhausted moms, parents, and doctors. Can you imagine? That is an incredible number if you think about that. Wow. I don't know that I've heard some pretty eye-popping statistics. You know, I even do that segment where I talk about numbers, but that is a pretty wild number to look at that. But again, wow. Kind of like this number, the Joey Chestnut number. Joey Chestnut breaking his own world record on Sunday, devouring 76 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes during Nathan's famous international hot dog eating contest. Yeah, 14th time that he's won in the last 15 years. Yeah, he ate 26 more than the second place finisher. I don't know how he does it. All right, stay with us, everybody, and happy 4th of July once again.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. Is in our virtual green room. He's a TEDx speaker, a relationship building expert, an author, an innovator, a structural integration therapist. I love that title. And he's the creator of Beck Balance Wellness Workshops and so much more, the founder of Give Beck. Here's what I like. He teaches people how to transform relationships through service to others. And he really did it. He lived it. I said it going into the break. Can you imagine getting rid of all of your possessions, going to every single state, and doing service for a person, a family in every single state, not asking for anything except for that the people pay it forward? And that's exactly what he did. James Beck, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So you and I talked off the air, and we talked about what you did, and I want to give a little bit of the background to this story. Why did you do this in the first place? If you wind the clock back, 10-plus years ago, what drove you to do what you did?
I found myself opposite in the way a lot of people find themselves. Instead of at a bad place, I found myself in a very good place at the top of a mountain, at the peak of my decision. But then I looked around and I found that I climbed the wrong mountain. And I was unhappy. My relationships were falling apart from neglect. I was around a lot of people, but I was lonely. I was making money and I, you know, had good business stuff going, but it just didn't seem to have any meaning or fulfillment. And I felt like I had an idea and that I'd been playing with for actually several years, about a decade that I've been working on it, on how to rewire the mind. And I'd written a book and I was like, okay, are you really legit do you really know this, or are you just brilliant in your bedroom and just going to talk about it on dinner parties all the time? And so it was like either put up or shut up. And so it was kind of a reckoning when I was December 1st, 2010. I was looking at myself in the mirror after I got out of the shower, and I was naked, you know, when you're just – all the flaws are just right there in front of you. And I was like, you know, you don't fool me. You sling this and you make your life look good on the outside, but you don't fool me. And I wanted to look at myself in the mirror and be proud and like have that glint in your smile to where you're, like, you're happy with the way your choices are. And it was like, you know, I just realized that I needed to change everything around. So what do you do when you want to become a better man or new human? You have to press the reset button. So it was also the one thing that I felt like every person that I knew, I grew up in a very religious household, but it was also like, you know, maybe it wasn't the best examples always of what faith could be like, but it was that renunciation of possessions that I thought, you know, if I could do that and I could live in a state of service, that would prove to me that at least I'm not a fraud. At least my belief system is legit, and it would teach me what I need to learn. It would kind of set me off and reset things on the right path. So that's why I did it.
You do this, and then you come out of it after going to all these states and meeting all these different people and doing various things to help people. That had to be an incredible game changer for you, life changing, was it? Obviously.
Well, it was. It was, you know, every week or every new week, it was a new experience, a new family. I couldn't rest on my life or my possessions. It was almost like destroying my mind. Like I couldn't rest on any of the habits that I had before. I had to truly live and just be giving and loving and hope that was enough. Hope that humanity is good enough to where it would, like, yo, if humans are good, then this will work. And if they're not, then I'm up a creek. But betting everything on service, it was one of those things that I was looking at. Okay, every religion, the apex of being a yogi, being a Christian, being in a Jewish religion, Islam, you have Hindu, they talk about service and protect and serve police or the military going into the service. And I thought, well, what if I just reverse engineered it and instead of getting there one day, start there and immerse my whole life in it? What type of human would I become if that's what my primary focus was versus later on down the road? And it has completely transformed everything. I mean, my life is amazing. I feel like I want to tell everyone, like, hey, instead of talking in a religious fashion to where a lot of people are like, you have to do this, I wish people could hear my tone and say, you have to do this. It's amazing how it transforms everything. It's like a royal way to exist, and relationships are better. Opportunities are better. Everything aligns and flows in a direction to where I don't have to work at doing something. You feel like the powers that be in the universe is working and conspiring in your favor.
Yeah, and now take that giving, and you teach people and organizations how to use that mindset, that service mindset, to build and maintain and grow and repair relationships. And it has to have just an incredible effect, I would imagine, a ripple effect.
So what I do is I teach companies how to transform their corporate culture into a cooperative community by using service and kind of using the principles that were distilled throughout the country. You know, every state taught me at least one great lesson, if not 3, 4, 5, 10. But as, you know, you grow and you transform, you recognize patterns that are universal with humans. And it has nothing to do with individual people or experiences, but you kind of feel those flows. And then now, being able to work with, and I started off working with the military and helping with they have some challenges with PTSD and rewiring the brain and removing some of that trauma. And I grew up in a foster home. I'm not a foster child, but I have 38 foster sisters and 11 foster brothers, and it's a very intense upbringing. So there was an internal goal when I launched out on this journey, because I was used to having a lot of anxiety myself. And if I'm going to rewire my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have two goals, an internal one and an external one. And the internal one was to remove my anxiety, PTSD, from childhood experiences. And then the external goal was to, you know, create this larger-than-life game, so to speak. I feel like when we play, we seek difficult things to do. You know, we do hard things. You know, when we play, we slay the dragon. When we play our video games, or when we play, we run to a point of exhaustion for a point. Like, literally play games for a point, and we're killing our bodies. And when we play, as human beings, we play to save the day. And so how do we encourage our race to play again together, to be children again together? And so usually it takes being, serving together. And so I learned, as I went around the country, experiencing how when you serve another human being and you just give them time without any attachment to the time, and you just like, hey, whatever you want. And I'm like, can you clean my baseboards? Sure. Can you clean my garage? Sure. Can you babysit my kids? Sure. Like, here, you have these days. And then they come back and you did a good job. I found that I never once I tried to tell people what I thought or believed. In fact, I intentionally tried to avoid it. But I found that almost always on the second day, and universally by the third day, when you serve someone and you just give them time, they're like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. What do you believe? This is so cool. And they're like, give me some of that belief, instead of we get stuck into trying to proselytize and push what we think. I think if we were just to say, look at faith and religion and realize that it's more ability than it is obligation, I think things would change towards the better.
Yeah, what a perfect place to end this. What a great human being. You can find out more about James Beck by going to givebeck.com. All roads are there with what he does and how you could hire him or how you could buy his book or any of that kind of stuff, and more on his story. Thanks, James.
Thank you for having me.
Terrific. Just amazing to think about paying it forward. Like he said, the things that he did, could you do that? And then the reaction to the people when he did those things, like saying cleaning the baseboards and whatever it was, clean my garage. Just an amazing story, an amazing guy. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden celebrated Independence Day by holding an event on the White House's South Lawn, hosting about 1,000 people made up of military families and essential workers. He said, this July 4th, we also celebrate our independence from COVID.
200 45 years ago, we declared our independence from a distant king. Today, we are closer than ever to declaring our independence from a deadly virus. That's not to say the battle against COVID-19 is over. We've got a lot more work to do.
And demolition crews have brought down the remaining portion of the Champlain South condo tower in Surfside, Florida. Authorities decided the portion of the building that remained standing after the partial collapse could have been at risk from falling on its own in the winds of the oncoming tropical storm Elsa. Search and rescue operations will resume once crews are given the all clear. This is USA Radio News. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has entered its final phase after forces withdrew last week from Bagram Air Base, the main American base in the country. But thousands of Afghans who worked as interpreters for American soldiers over the years are now fearful for their lives. Some have reported being threatened by Taliban forces, threatening their lives once the U.S. pullout is complete. The Biden administration says they're working on a plan to get them and their families out of the country before that can happen. But Congressman Michael McCaul says more needs to be done. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he's been pushing the administration to get a relocation plan in place.
We made a promise to them. They served with our special forces, these interpreters. We told them we'd take care of them, and we can't turn our backs and leave them to die. They will be slaughtered by the Taliban. They're targeted by the Taliban. We have to get them out of there. There are about 9,000 of them. And I've been really pleading with the administration to come up with a plan. They just haven't prepared for this at all.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Marjorie Fleur is with us, and she has put together this adult coloring book. She had the idea. She was looking for, and we know we've been here, right, where you're looking for something unique, some kind of gift, and she came up with this idea with designs, etc., that flourished into this really neat coloring book for adults. So, Marjorie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Tell me, take us back to how this happened, because people are always wondering, they talk about they're going to do something with designs, they're going to come up with an idea. What was it, and I sort of set that up, but what was it that made you decide to put this project together?
Well, back in 2009, Christmas Eve, I was looking for unique gifts, as I always do, and I thought, you know, an adult coloring book. I wonder if they sell them, and I started, only had 2 places to search, and I went, and neither one of them had it. And my daughter, who helped me with the book, was with me, and I looked at her and said, you know what, with your artwork and my artwork and our drawing, I said, we can make our own book. She goes, you're right, Mom, that's true enough. So I said, well, let's get together and do this. The first thing I did is after Christmas and after New Year, so it was 2010, January, I made a phone call to a publisher. I told him about what I wanted to make in an adult coloring book, and he said he never even heard of that before. And I said, well, is it necessary that I publish it? And he said, well, if you have all your original copies, then you shouldn't have to even worry about publishing it. So I thought, oh, no, okay, now what do I do? So I went ahead, and I didn't own a computer, so I went ahead ahead and I did all the groundwork, and it was not easy, but I did it. And I got a book put together myself, and I thought, now what do I do? Friends came along, looked at it, and loved it. And so I got hit with an allergy, which took over five years to heal from. So that really was a setback for me. But I managed to put this book together because I wasn't going to put myself on the back burner and not get my artwork out. And so I did all that, and I didn't know where to take it, so I took it to the World Trade Center in Grand Prairie, Alberta. And the tiny little booth we were in was, the lineup was so long, it was like, wow, and everybody was so interested in my book, they wanted to see it. So they all took a look, but not one person bought my book, and I was wondering, how come this is happening? So I walked around, I see everybody else's books, and they're all published. And mine wasn't published. And I thought, oh no. So that was a 3-day fair, and I only went twice. Because I was disappointed. So I went home, and I made my book even nicer. Then all of a sudden I thought, you know what, maybe I will phone another publisher, and I got a hold of Archway Publishing in the United States. So I sent them two pictures, and I sent those pictures in October of 2015, and then on October 28th, I got a great, big, huge congratulations. So I had my book published on April 1st, 2016. I was like, that didn't take long because I had already been prepared and ready for it. I had a young lady at the library who taught me how to use Adobe. Wow, that was amazing for me. Oh, unbelievable. So from there, I was so grateful and loved Stephanie's artwork. She did an amazing job. If I asked her, I don't have time to draw something, she drew it. So between the two of us, we made some new artwork, and we made two adult coloring books now that we've accomplished. So it was
wow.
And I even, in my second book, I have a whole story. The story I'm giving you right now is all in my second book. I have written down who drew what pictures and maybe even a story underneath the pictures. And I incorporated my pictures from my first book, some of them into my second book, because I want that to be my signature thing, where I take pictures from my first book and put it into my second book, and then I have a third book that I want to put out. I just have to know where to go have it done.
I love it. I love your enthusiasm, and I love that you involved your daughter and you didn't give up, and there's a lesson in that. What do you want people to take away from getting your books, getting your coloring books, and feeling free and being able to see your designs and color them in as they choose?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Like, when I write on the front cover, you know, like, color outside of the lines, you know, like, because I color outside of the lines myself, and I have colored every single picture that I put out. I do not put a picture in my book unless I've colored it, so that I know, hey, that's going to look good. Sometimes I've colored it more than once in order to even know, wow. And it's addictive. coloring now for about a week now out of my book. And it's relaxing. It really is. Get your mind off of everything else. If you're multitask, you can color and watch TV at the same time, even listen to your phone or whatever. And it's not a distraction for me, but I don't know how it would be for other people. But it is relaxing, and it's addictive. And I even put in my book, I wanted to start putting, tips on how to color. Because, you see, my daughter ended up going to the Miami Book Fair with both the books. And when she arrived, both books were not at the Miami Book Fair. But what she did have was a computer and a USB stick that I sent with her that had colored pictures on it. And so people at the fair, they were coming up to her booth and they were asking her, well, what's he doing here and why is he here? And she said, well, I know I don't have any books. They were supposed to be sent, but they're not here. And my mom sent me a colored USB stick with all the pictures. Well, the people were asking, well, where's your mom? Because that's beautiful, how does she, I'd love to see her color. And so she had some cards that she got made up in Miami because those also didn't show up. And so she handed out cards, and that's all she had, and she was just amazing.
Yeah, but it worked, and it shows like mother, like daughter. So you can get the book. Any of the books on Amazon.com. Marjorie Ford, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kate.
All right, thanks, Marjorie Fleur, for that. You might be listening and think, wow, Kate's talking about adult coloring books? Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to love coloring, and one of my best memories of my grandmother is she was so sick when I was a kid at the tail, and I didn't know it, and I didn't know she was going to die of cancer, but she got a coloring book, or they'd taken her a coloring book, and she was really had colored these pictures for my brother and I, and signed them, and had done a whole bunch of different pages in the coloring book. So this was well before the adult coloring book craze, but we were kids, and to me, I still have those pages of my grandmother's. I mean, of all the places I've lived and carried things around, that's one of the memories, I guess is a better way to say it, of her, because it's one of the things I remembered. And adult coloring books over the past couple of years, it's become one of the biggest sales phenomena to hit the publishing industry. About 12 million adult coloring books sold in the U.S., starting way back in 2015, and then it just kept climbing. And why did it become such a hot trend? Because it's what we were talking about, it's that idea of taking that mental break, where we're crazed arguing about politics, about money, about all the things that are happening in the world, and there is something about this therapy. And even for you dudes listening out there, I know lots of guys that do that. And it's so some people think of it and they think, well, that's, I did that when I was a kid and I had those the Crayola crowns and whatnot. But I think doing it as an adult is so, so healthy. So just a little glimpse into what I do sometimes when I want to take a break. If I'm not jamming on tunes or golf balls, I might be coloring an adult coloring book. All right, stay with us.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Gonna make you want to take a road trip, I'm telling you what. So two lovely people, James and Barbara McCullum. The book is called The Professor's Tales, Work and Play in Foreign Lands, Book One. I mean, think about the adventure that you would have as an American professor, and you get to do these, you get to go to these incredible places, including, and he's going to tell us about this, and so is Barbara, that all of a sudden you are going to a communist country, and you're going to live there for almost a year to teach and research. But I don't want to steal their thunder. So without further ado, let's go to James McCullum first. And James, why did you write the book, The Professor's Tales, Work and Play in Foreign Lands, which, by the way, you can pick up on Amazon? This is book one, because we know another book is coming. Tell us about the road to writing the book. Why'd you write it?
Well, I've been going back and forth for those '91 to 2007 and 2017, and I thought I don't want to live. I would just like to put it down in paper and make sure I don't forget everything. I did have some notes that I made all the way along the ride, and I wanted to do something. And when I started working, well, I said I think this would make a pretty good book.
So let's talk about your academic life and how it led you to these other parts of the world.
Okay, that's very good. I was raised in Vandalia, Missouri, a small town, and got up to high school there, went to the University of Missouri for 1 year. I was following in the footsteps of my brother, who had gotten a degree there in electrical engineering, and I said, okay, I'll become an engineer too. Well, after the first I said, I don't think I'm going to do this. And so I switched over to being a shop professor, teacher. And then at the end of that year, I said, I don't think I want to be a shop teacher. And I knew that I had to go into the Army, so I said, I think I'll volunteer for the draft and just go on in. And I went on in the Army and went to that basic training and then went down to Fort Bliss, Texas, and was learned about how they put together rockets. And I was sent off to Germany to be in a Corporal Missile Battalion. But along the way, I met a young man who had been in OCS, which is one way of getting becoming an officer, and he'd been bounced out. But then, you know, I said, "Oh, I want to go to OCS." Which he said, "No, no, you don't want to do that. You want to go to West Point." I said, "Why? I don't have anybody that can put me in West Point." And he said, "Yes, there's the Army has several different positions for people going out of the nursery ranks and going into West Point." So I said, "Well, I have to look into that." And I got to my their organization, you know, the Corporal Missile Battalion, and
commanding officer
was bringing us in to give us an iron idea about what was happening there. And at the end, he said, "Does anybody have any questions?" Well, I said, "Yes, I have a question. How can I get into West Point?" He said, "I don't know, but I'll look into it for you." And sure enough, he did. He went to his personnel officer, and maybe a week later, I got called out of the motor pool to come up and see Mr. Cloudy, who was, and he said, "I've got to send you over to Bad Kreuznach to take an exam." Went over there and took the exam, and I said, "I don't think I did very well on that." But sure enough, about, three or four weeks after that, they sent me down to Heidelberg to see how strong I was. And then I was sitting around all the rest of the summer until the beginning of September, when suddenly the call came in, "You got to get back fly back to the United States. You're going to go to the West Point Prep School." I said, "Oh, okay." And it was, I think, about 110 of us that they were in that prep school at the time I was there. And it was very good, you know, because that helped us a lot to be able to do the things that we need to do once we got in. If we got to be cadets in West Point.
And did you forget an important part?
Well, we're getting there.
Hurry.
Well, in March,
St.
Patrick's Day, I took the exam, and I was hoping that I was going to make it, and we made a trip down to a place called
New Paltz,
New York, for a teacher's school there, and we went to a place where we were drinking green beer, and some girls came in, and I saw my wife in the future right there and there, and that was it. I danced with one other girl, and then I said, "I think I want to dance with this other girl." And I found out that it was Barbara, and I said, "I think I would like to see you some more." She said, "Oh, okay, I think that'd be good."
That's the beginning, and now it's almost, it is 61 years since all that happened. So.
Wow, 61 years, and then you fast forward into all the travel, and the big heart of the book, you talk about Morocco, you talk about the interactions that you had with so many people. What was your favorite place that you had the opportunity to go to?
Prague.
And why Prague?
Well, I didn't really have a path. I like Bucharest.
Bucharest and Prague.
You like the people there.
I was doing a lot of teaching there.
Yeah. And what was it like to teach there?
Business management. And when I got to Romania, it was about 2 years after they killed their communist person that was really running their country. And they had been under communism for 45 years. Well, they didn't have any ideas about free market management or about, really not that much about
management.
Any kind of management. They didn't even have a word for management. They studied economics. And they gave me a group of people, 21 people, and they were chosen by some organization from the European Union that were pretty fluent in English, so that was good. And I taught them that first semester, and as I was going along, well, I was getting a lot of information about how things were going, and I had them write up information about how a business is going in Romania, and it was not doing very well because the government was running everything, just like they always do in communist organizations.
But one good thing was that in the summer months, the markets were wonderful. They had wonderful vegetables and very wonderful tomatoes and, you know, things like that. So, but one time, this happened when we were in Bulgaria, and I went to the little market down the hill from where our apartment was, and I said to the lady, I'd like 6 eggs. And she kind of looked at me, and I put my fingers up, you know, to tell her how many I really wanted.
Half a dozen.
So she had a little baggie, like, and there were 5 eggs in it. She had to open another bag and give me one more egg, because I didn't know that they didn't use 12 eggs. They gave eggs by the 10, since they were a decimal kind of situation, you know. And of course, I was a little embarrassed, but I never made that mistake again.
Oh, I love that story. And you have so many stories. And in the book, you tell so many stories. And James and Barbara, it's just a delight to have you on. I'm glad you found each other and that the world got a chance to experience you. And who knows what's next. And thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to talk to you.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.